This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. I'm Mark Boulanger. February 20th is the World Day for Social Justice, a day set aside by the United Nations to remind people that the world needs to tackle issues such as unemployment, child labour, slavery, and the right to join a trade union. The UN agency specialized in matters of work in the world is the International Labour Organization. The ILO, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, is strongly supported by the international labour movement. Guy Ryder, a trade unionist, is the ILO's Director General.
As we mark the World Day of Social Justice, global economic recovery hangs in the balance. Tipping that balance towards sustainable growth and development means tackling social injustice. And my message today cannot be better expressed than in the words of the ILO's 1919 Constitution, that lasting peace can be established only if it is based on social justice. Today, there is a pervasive sense of deep injustice, that the weakest are being asked to sacrifice the most. Social justice is multidimensional, but as in the late 19th century, the world of work is now at the centre of discontent and must be an integral part of the solution in shaping a different, more just global order for the future. Social and economic inequalities in their multiple forms are rising. Some 200 million women and men are unemployed. A further 870 million women and men, a quarter of the world's working people, are working but unable to lift themselves and their families above the $2 a day per person poverty line. Some 74 million young women and men have no jobs. Youth unemployment is at dramatic levels in a number of countries, particularly in Europe and in North Africa. And the length of time young people are remaining idle is increasing, and the scars of youth unemployment, as we know, can last a lifetime. Alongside jobless young women and men, child labour persists. So too does forced labour. In seeking to escape the traps of joblessness and poverty at home, too many women and men are falling into the traps of human traffickers in modern forms of slavery. 80% of the world's population lacks adequate social security coverage, and more than half have no coverage at all. Discrimination in its many manifestations is holding back hundreds of millions, especially women, from realising their potential and contributing on an equal footing to the development of our societies and our economies. And in many countries, working women and men seeking to exercise their right to organise freely to uphold justice and dignity at work are prevented from forming and joining trade unions. With full employment, the interdependent world economy would perform very much better. Yet, as things stand, there is a serious danger of resort to so-called beggar-thy-neighbour policies, such as trade protection and competitive currency devaluation, as well as wage cuts and fiscal retrenchment. All of this could leave everybody worse off, with economies weakening, deficits widening, and social inequalities deepening. A major and concerted effort, especially by the biggest and strongest, to put purchasing power into the pockets of those who need it most, can fire up the engines of investment and of recovery. There must be the recognition that respect for fundamental rights at work unleashes human potential and supports economic development, as do social protection flaws. A commitment to building a culture of social dialogue also helps to generate just, balanced, and inclusive policies. Stepping up the global struggle for social justice is the right thing to do.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.